Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. Exuberant, that's a good way to describe the presentation that Warren Beeler made at a Louisville Ag Club meeting recently. Beeler's the director of Ag Policy and the Animal Marketing Division of the State Ag Department, and his message about the state of agriculture applies to the whole state.
We've been very fortunate, and I think just the science of agriculture has made so much progress in terms of just soil chemistry and how we do things and equipment, facilities, and genetics and livestock and nutrition for those livestock. And we've been so blessed, Mike, to have the tobacco settlement money allowing us to go out here and do what we do and do it better.
He talked about some of those specifics, and we'll get to those, but big picture, driving the whole scenario are population trends.
If it's true and the world population goes to 8 or 9 billion by 2050 and we have to boost 100% more than we're producing now, that's a little bit scary, you know, in terms of what we're up against. And they're not making any more land, so plain and simple fact is more with less is where we've got to go, and science and technology are the avenues to get that done.
On the plus side in Kentucky, the tobacco settlement-funded effort to beef up state ag infrastructure is making progress, but there are other challenges.
Since 97 to 2007, we lost 22 million acres in the United States, so we're having to do more with less.
And we have to do that in a sustainable manner so that the process is repeatable. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Part of agriculture's challenge, says KDA's Warren Beeler, is to better educate consumers about production practices, like indoor livestock production.
We've moved particularly the dairy, the hogs, and the poultry from outside to inside buildings. And people talk about that we mistreat them, we put them in buildings, they say factory farming. Nothing could be further from the truth. The buildings are so good now, built around animal comfort. So performance is off the charts. We're producing a 275-pound hog today at the same age we're producing a 220-pound hog back in 1980.
On the crop side, too, farming is improving economically and environmentally.
We got no-till, we got precision farming, we know exactly by soil testing what each 2.5-acre plot does. We're actually using resources more efficiently in all aspects of agriculture than we've ever done in history.
Director of Agriculture Policy for the State Ag Department, Warren Beeler. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.